This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved the Phase 5A of Delhi Metro worth over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, under this phase, three metro corridors, RK Ashram to Indraprasth, Aero City to Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj have been approved and 13 new metro stations will be constructed.
Approval hua hai. This will be Delhi Metro Phase 5A, 10 underground and 3 elevated stations, 16 kilometers nai line isme banegi at an investment of 12,015 crore, 16 kilometers will be added to the Delhi Metro network with 13 new stations. With this, Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers. Teen aaj corridors approved hue hain, RK Ashram Marg se Indraprasth 9.9 kilometers at an investment of 9,570 crore. Aero City to Airport Terminal 1, 2.3 kilometers, 1,419 crores. Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj, 3.9 kilometers, 1,024 crore rupees. 33,000 tons CO2 emission every year will be saved.
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the center's contribution under the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji scheme has been raised to nearly 95,000 crore rupees as compared to MG Narega, which was 86,000 crore rupees. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Chauhan said the president has assented to the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025, enhancing the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days. Union Food, Public Distribution and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that National Consumer Day reaffirms India's commitment to protect, empower and give voice to every consumer. Addressing an event in New Delhi today to mark National Consumer Day, Mr. Joshi said the Consumer Protection Act 2019 has reformed the consumer framework by strengthening enforcement, covering e-commerce, introducing product liability and enabling e-filing and virtual hearings. As the warm December sun settles over the Arabian Sea, Goa has fully transformed into a festive landscape of faith, tradition and culinary delight for Christmas. More from our Panaji correspondent.
The air in Goan neighborhoods is currently filled with rich aroma of kuswar, the collective term for traditional Christmas sweets. The state is glowing with elaborate decorations and unique community projects. In Raibandar, the cherished tradition of the grand crib at the chapel premises continues to draw tourists from across the state. Initiated 35 years ago, Raibandar was among the first to feature large-scale, life-sized statues. Massive crowds are expected at midnight mass, particularly at iconic landmarks, with extra flights landing at Mopa and Dabolim airports and special trains arriving at Madgaon. Goa is set for a peak season of soulful sunlit celebration. Mahesh Sopre for Akashvani News, Panaji.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the people on the eve of Christmas. In a message, the president said Christmas is the festival of joy and enthusiasm, which conveys the message of love and compassion. She said it reminds everyone of the sacrifice made by Lord Jesus Christ for the welfare of humanity. In Russia, three people, including two police personnel, were killed in an explosion in Moscow today. According to the Russian Investigative Committee, the explosion occurred after traffic police officers tried to arrest a suspicious person near their patrol car on a street. Bihar opener Vaibhav Suryavanshi today created history, scoring 150 in just 59 balls, breaking A.B. de Villiers' record for the fastest 150 in men's List A cricket. A.B. de Villiers had taken 64 balls to make a similar score against the West Indies in 2015. Displaying a rare combination of composure and aggression, Vaibhav smashed a blistering 36-ball century against Arunachal Pradesh in the Vijay Hazare Trophy match, becoming the youngest player to do so in List A cricket history. The 14-year-old Vaibhav registered the second fastest List A 100 by an Indian, trailing only Anmolpreet Singh's 35-ball ton for Punjab in 2024. And with that, we end this news bulletin.